Welcome to this week's edition of X's and O's. I'm with Bengals running back coach Kyle Kasky, and today we're going to talk about recognition of fronts and break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage, coach. Center's got a lot of responsibility. I mean, he has to diagnose and determine the configuration of the front and then start communicating to his teammates, doesn't he?
Exactly. And going through the week, you always know what type of front that they're going to be running, whether it's over, under, 3-4. So in this case, with the Jets here in the preseason this year, they're lining up in what we call an over front with the shade here on the backside of the center, a three technique to the strength. You've got two defensive ends. You've got a Sam backer now to the strength. The middle of the three is always identified as Mike. And then the Will, of course, is to the weak side of the formation. So that's what we call
an over front. And that's determined by the tight end. The tight end's
correct.
The strong side of the formation.
So that's the strength of the formation right there. As we go to the next clip against Arizona, now, Arizona has a 3-4 defense. Now, what they're doing here is they're running what we call an under front. So the strength of the defense is here with Jermaine. You have a nose here to the strong side. You now have a three technique to the weak side. What we're having to do now is we're saying now the Sam's on the ball, the Mike is the middle of the three, and the Will is here. Now, the one thing that is showing up is 94 here is actually an outside backer, but we're calling him a defensive end, even though he's standing up.
Right, and a lot of times you're designating positions, not necessarily numbers. You can't get pulled by numbers. You have to get alignments
exactly.
Deciphered properly.
The,
right?
The type of front that they're actually in, that they're lining up in. And the last one here to look at is a base 3-4 defense. You have a two-gap nose guard, a zero nose guard, what we call them, two defensive ends here. Now you have four linebackers. So you have a Sam, you have a Mike because the strength is here. Now you have a Will on the line, and you have this extra backer here. That's your fourth backer. Now, these two guys are outside, and they're standing up, but, you know, they are outside linebackers, but they're usually rush guys.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you may only have one or two guys in a three-point stance in these packages, and there's a lot to decipher. Learned a lot today. Hope you guys did on this edition of X's and O's.
Make sure to check out the Subaru Most Valuable Kids Corner at Paul Brown Stadium. Each week, Subaru gives deserving young fans the opportunity to experience a Bengals game live. Subaru, confidence in motion.